ko Mike Smith. Tēnā koe, Mike. E rongo au haere koe ki tā wāhi, hena hoki ke. Ia koe ngā kōrero, māue haka mōhio mai ki a tātou e. I haere koe ki hia.
Te tuatai ki America, to Seattle, e tāone Nunui, i te taho o te Pacific, the west coast of Washington. O te rā ka hoki anō ki Ahitereiria, ki Brisbane, kei Wanganui a rātou, te hunga kāinga o tā wāhi, te tini o ngā whanaunga o ngā Aboriginal people.
Tamatu iaha pū tāu nei mahi i reira?
Ko te mahi i reira, te take ko te āhuarangi, te Clark, and kei te mohi o tātou ka huri te climate anainei, ka wera hoki te ao, and he tino aitua te rā āhuatanga. So we were there upon the invitation of the Native American people of the United States, who invited us to come along and to hui with them in regards to the changes to the weather and what's causing it and what can we do about it. And they'd heard about the success that Māori and the people of New Zealand have had in stopping the oil drilling, because koina te tino mahi kino, that's the thing that's causing the climate to change, is the burning of fossil fuels, as we all know. And they'd heard about how we'd managed to turn that around here. Our campaign over 7 years, which started in Te Whanau Apanui and then shifted down to Ngāti Kuri Ki Te Tonga in the South Island, and then came back up home to Te Heku, where we were fighting to keep State Oil from setting up their oil rigs in our Takutaimoana, and then went to the coast of Ikaroa, off the coastline of Ngāti Kaununu. And over that 7 year period, we finally built up so much community resistance that the new Labor government, they decided, well, they'd better not cause another seabed and foreshore and seabed incident with Māori, because, as we all know, that cost them dearly in the polls in the election. Our people moved away from Labor, and they were basically thrown out into the wilderness for 9 years because of what they did to us then. So they decided they better not try that on again, and so they've, as we all know, government just recently decided that there'll be no more permits issued for deep water drilling. Now, that came as a surprise, but I think that's been celebrated by Indigenous peoples around the world, because a lot of iwi taketake are fighting to protect their environments from that sort of from fracking, from oil drilling, from seabed mining, those types of things. And of course, like in Standing Rock and in the States and places in South America and places in Africa, all around the world, people on the ground, kaitiaki, are trying to fight these companies and keep them from basically wrecking the planet. And so, they heard about our success, so they invited myself and Henika over there to talk about how our campaign went, what are the sorts of things that that our communities did. We were happy to go over there and spend some time with them, sharing our ideas. And then on the way back, we were invited to stop off in Brisbane, where the Waganan and Jagalingu people of central Queensland, they've got this huge coal mine that a company from India wants to start on their land, and it would be the biggest coal mine in the world. And they just don't want to just build one. They want to build five of these things. And, of course, they realise that if, you know, if this is allowed to continue, it'll just pump so much carbon into the atmosphere. Once that coal is taken out of the ground and burnt, it'll pump so much carbon into the atmosphere that it'll probably be, you know, it'll tip the world into chaos. And we're already heading for chaos with all these weather events.
That's right.
But if they allow this massive thing to continue, it will really put the nail in the coffin. So, and of course, you know, it's on their fender, the Tupuna, and they don't want anybody to be mucking around with that stuff. So, we spent a week there with them, learning about their struggle and just basically, I mean, we weren't there to tohu them or tell them how to suck eggs or anything. But we just went there to share what had happened to us, and any ideas that they could use from our experience, they were more than welcome to share that information. And and also we learned a lot about them too. You know, it was a really nice read. They were lovely hosts. I've never really spent much time in Australia, and even though it's our closest neighbours, but they're really deep people, you know. Their culture is unbroken for, you know, 60,000-70,000 years. Our culture is relatively, here in Aotearoa, is only a fraction of that, you know.
Mm.
But they go back ki te ao kohatu, and so they've got some amazing insights to the land and the environment and the animals, and they've got a really deep relationship with the Aotearoa. So yeah, fascinating people to spend time with. Lovely hosts, really charming people. They looked after us well, and we really enjoyed our time over there. But we're back home now, and ka te haere tonu te mahi. So,
hey. Mm.
Yep.
Okay, Mike, I was going to ask you the name of the group you were in Brisbane with, the coal mining with the Indians, and that are doing, hoping to do that. What was the name of the tribes?
Well, in the States.
In Brisbane.
Oh, in Brisbane. So the Jagalingu is one of the people.
Jagalingu. Is that to do in the Abu Jagalingu, or is that another tribe altogether?
No, well, there's many iwi over there. There's a whole lot of different languages. So they're not just kind of one people with one language. They're there's many different iwi, and they all got their reo, different reo. And so these ones, particular ones, are from up in Queensland, Queensland.
Queensland, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in saying that, you were saying, is it the country of India that wants to do the mining there, or is it?
Yes.
And is that involved with the government of Australia?
Yes, they require the approval of the government of Australia, and the government of Australia has given the approval for this company to come in. But the tangata whenua haven't.
And
the thing is that it's their land, and yet the government has decided to just go right over the top of them, and just allow this thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Much the same as, you know, happens here. You know, where there's claims over various things, and the government just allows these companies to come in. I mean, we've seen that sort of resource theft with water recently. You know, where we're still talking about, you know, who should have the responsibility for looking after the water in this country.
Mm.
But while that conversation is going in one room, in the room next door, they're giving these companies permission to come in and take the water before the conversation is finished with us.
Mm.
So these are the types of things that problems that that Indigenous peoples around the world, they face these similar problems where governments just don't behave correctly with them. They're not respectful of not only the rights of the people, but they're not respectful of you know, Papatūānuku and
the area, right?
Mm. Yeah, the area itself, the whenua. And that's why, basically, that's why we've got all these environmental problems.
Mm.
Is because of this lack of basic respect. And, you know, if they're only to pause and think and listen to the advice that's given them, you know, we probably wouldn't be in the amount of trouble that we are around the globe at the moment.
Mm.
Mm.
So, in saying, in Seattle, when you went over there, what was the When you forecasted your story about Aotearoa, what was their problems over there?
Okay, so what's happening over there is that in Canada, they've discovered a whole lot of oil that in the past they didn't think it was economically viable to produce petrol out of it, you know. And but as the world as the world is becoming more and more, it's been harder to find oil. So all of a sudden, it's become economic to exploit these oil fields. So they're up in Canada, but so the Americans want them. So they've so what the Americans are trying to do is to pipe the oil out of Canada across the border into America. Okay. And then down into where their oil refineries are so they can process it into petrol.
Okay.
And so these are these what they call the pipeline disputes, because many of these pipelines are running across Indian territory, you know, the native people's territory. And this is land that they own. And of course, the locals there, the local tangata whenua, are saying, no, we don't want those pipelines to cross our country. We don't believe that we should be burning any more oil. We should be converting our vehicles away from petrol and getting into the, you know, the future. Petrol, the sun's going down on petrol. You know, we can see that around the world. The new forms of transport are now electric. Mm. And they're saying, well, you know, we've just got to let that go. And, of course, we saw recently, you know, the Standing Rock issue and with the Lakota people and... you know, who put up a very strong resistance to having the pipeline come through their territory. So we met with them, but the hui itself was held with the people called Nisqually, and they live, they're salmon people, and they live alongside a river called the Nisqually River. And but they had invited an organization called the Indigenous Environmental Network, which is made up of people concerned about nature and these types of issues from right around the world, actually. They're right around the world. So it wasn't just the hui amongst Ngāiniana. It was the pānui went out to everybody. So you had tribes in different iwi from South America. You had us from here, Aotearoa. You had people from Australia, you know, our whanaunga next door in Australia. You had different other ones from around the world who attended this hui. And it was to look at, you know, how can we learn from each other? How can we share information? How can we join together? Because a lot of these companies, you know, of course, they just don't operate in one place. You know, we might have, for example, Stat Oil trying to drill for oil in our waters, but then they'll be next door in Australia, and then there'll be somebody else trying to do the same thing. And if you try and fight them all by yourself, it's a pretty hard struggle. You know, even though we won our struggle here, a lot of other countries, they find it more difficult. So it makes sense that we all join together, and you know, and that we campaign together as a, you know, you know, kotahitanga.
Aye, 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 aye.
That's the stick together. You know, that's the way to do it.
Very good. Oh, nakwa, Mike. you've covered quite a bit of this morning's kōrero and where you had been, and what sort of area you had discussed with them. And I'm sure a lot of people with a bit of interest, and it applies to the indigenous people of, in you know, around the world. And it's very interesting now. It's coming to light in all the countries and sharing information about different things throughout their country. So I thank you for that this morning, Mike. And in future, I will call you again for some other kōrero.
Oh, tēnā anō koe, Andagura kia.
Yeah, tēnā anō koe mō tēnei rā, a te wā ka kōrero tū ki a koe, ne? Tēnā koe. Kia ora.
Kia ora.